McDonald's announced this week that starting next month, it's going to test out the idea of serving breakfast all day at some San Diego locations. The company's been trying to boost lagging sales in the U.S. Sam Okus is editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the quick service and casual restaurant industry. He joins us from WUNC in Durham, North Carolina, to discuss. Sam, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what is behind this move at this point? Do people all of a sudden want to have a McMuffin at 5 o'clock in the evening?
Well, you know, I think that customers have actually wanted a McMuffin at 5 o'clock in the evening for a long time. But certainly the demand for breakfast served all day is at an all-time high. The National Restaurant Association actually had data earlier this year that showed that 70% of consumers reported that they wanted restaurants to serve breakfast all day. And that number is especially high among millennials. So certainly we're seeing that the demand today is at an all-time high. For McDonald's specifically, customers have long wanted them to serve breakfast all day, but it's really never really come together for McDonald's. But now that they're looking for that win, they're looking for something to be able to help to save the brand as they've been going through some struggles lately. I think that breakfast all day has become a more attractive proposition.
Well, and one of the reasons it hasn't happened up till now is because logistically it's harder than it sounds. Tell us about what they're going to have to do in these restaurants to make this possible.
The big part of this that's going to be a challenge for them is equipment. They simply do not have enough space in their existing equipment to be able to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at the same time. So certainly they're going to be looking for equipment upgrades or fixes or replacements or something along these lines to be able to do that. Or they're going to be looking for ways to be more efficient with the way that they cook their food. Certainly there's going to be problems with staffing, with training, with employees. There are a lot of things to consider and able to make this an efficient operation serving breakfast all day.
Well, explain that, though, on the staffing side. Why would you need more staff to do this? Couldn't you just have one person be making a Big Mac over here and a McMuffin over here?
Yeah, you could do that. I know that some fast food restaurant chains have a very committed breakfast program. So when I think of something like Hardee's, Hardee's has a committed biscuit maker for the morning. And that's a company that if you want to do breakfast all day, you're going to have that biscuit maker around all day. I don't know how committed McDonald's is to having employees that are specifically making breakfast, but you do have to at least have your existing staff be up to date on being able to handle multiple menu platforms at once. And whether that's having more employees or having a more intense training program, somehow you're going to have to get your employees up to speed on being able to do that.
Is this going to be enough to turn around some of these lagging sales we've been seeing from McDonald's? And as we know, there's a new CEO in charge, Steve Easterbrook, who last time we talked to you, he was talking about phasing out chicken raised with antibiotics. He's obviously making some changes here, but is this going to be enough for McDonald's?
What McDonald's is really struggling with right now is getting its customers and the consumer base in general to be interested in going to McDonald's. Right now, McDonald's doesn't really have that wow factor that a lot of these other, especially fast casual restaurants, do have. So McDonald's needs to figure out ways to offer some sort of brand differentiation that brings the consumers back and makes them interested in McDonald's again. And I think that this could be one of those things. It's not going to be the only thing. There will be other things they'll need to do to be able to reignite that consumer interest and passion, but this is at least a step in the right direction.
Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the quick service and casual restaurant industry. Sam, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.